The Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission is continuing its work in crafting what the state's congressional and legislative districts will look like for the next decade. And this Wednesday is an especially significant day, as the five-member panel looks to have the mapping part of the process wrapped up. Arizona's commission is one of only a few in the nation that doesn't have lawmakers deciding what districts, including those they may represent, will look like. But that hardly means the process is apolitical or unbiased. David Daley has written about redistricting and gerrymandering in a pair of books, most recently Unrigged, and he specifically focused on Arizona earlier this month for Salon, and he's with me to talk about it. David, Arizona voters approved the IRC more than 20 years ago. Do you think a high percentage of them would be disappointed if they realized just how the commission carries out its business, especially during this cycle?
I think there would be, and I think you have to remember what voters wanted when they established this commission. They wanted a process that was fair and that took as much of the politics out as absolutely possible. And you're right, redistricting is so important to both parties that it's really, really difficult to take the politics out of something so political. But you can still have fairness and transparency. And what politicians in Arizona have figured out is that the way that this commission is structured makes it very vulnerable to concerted efforts to manipulate and hijack it. And I think that what is very clear here is that Republicans have spent really the greater part of the last decade behind the scenes been strategizing to try and exert maximum influence on this process at every step of the way that they possibly could.
Was this a matter of Republicans thinking they were outmaneuvered the previous time and it wasn't going to happen again, and rules of the commissioner appointments be damned, or did they game the system?
I think they have simply studied the process and figured out how to influence it. They've tried to figure out where the pressure points are and then made sure that they controlled them as best they could. You're right. I think a lot of this does go back to the last cycle, and Republicans certainly feel as if they lost redistricting in Arizona during the last cycle, and they feel in many ways that they lost it when the members of the commission were appointed. And certainly the last board had a lot of 3-2 votes that ended up with the independent chair siding with the Democrats over the Republicans in that process. And Republicans were determined that that would not happen to them again. Now, what I would say is that the maps in Arizona over the course of the last cycle were pretty fair. They were responsive to changes in the electorate. And over the course of the decade, what you saw in Arizona State House and Senate was increasingly competitive and close battles for control that Republicans still hold, but they don't hold with the same margins that they had back in 2011. And that reflects the changing politics and demographics of a diversifying state. What Republicans understood, though, was that if they wanted to not have what happened to them in the last cycle happen again, if they wanted a map that leaned in their direction, they needed to try to influence the selection of the chair. And they certainly started that process as long ago as 2013.
People who are listening to us in Arizona certainly have heard of the Commission on Appellate Court Appointments, but they don't know just the impact it played and how far back the attempt to influence that goes, and you cover that so well in your piece. Can you give us sort of a Cliff's Notes version of just how big a difference that made in terms of who became the chair of the commission this time around?
The Commission on Appellate Court Appointments is a board that was actually created, again, by the citizens of Arizona through the initiative process in order to have a semblance of professionalism and nonpartisanship applied to court appointments and other key positions in Arizona government. And it is the board that vets the applicants for the chair of the commission. what Republicans understood was that if you could control the board, and which determines the final five possibilities for the independent chair, you could in turn exert outsized influence on the entire process. And so when Governor Ducey is elected and takes office in 2015, one of his top priorities was to really make what had been a fairly quiet and nonpartisan board under Democratic and Republican governors in the past something much more partisan. And they stopped appointing Democrats altogether to the board for a period of several years. It was stocked with loyalists of the Republican Party, loyalists of the governor, and it became a very different commission. It was no longer a nonpartisan commission. And the names that came out of that process, the five names that emerged as finalists, many of them had really specific ties either to the Republican Party, to conservative politics, or to the Republican donor establishment in the state of Arizona.
What about preclearance when it comes to the Voting Rights Act and the fact that that is no longer in effect in Arizona? How could that affect how districts are drawn?
In the past, Arizona and other states that had a history of racial prejudice in election laws had to go past the Department of Justice or a special court in Washington, D.C. before they would be approved. And indeed, in 2001 and most recently, those maps were turned down by the Justice Department, and the commission had to go back to the work. This means that if there is a complaint about racial gerrymandering and minority opportunities, the Arizona map is likely to go into effect in 2022, and that any litigation will have to come after the fact. And it's going to make it much harder for those who believe that there, might be backsliding on minority opportunity districts in Arizona to make that case. In the past, the Department of Justice could have looked at this and made a determination and sent it back before any elections were held. Now, there will have to be a lawsuit, and it will have to be, proven in court, where the standard can be much higher, and the burden of proof will be on the government to show a problem exists.
That is journalist David Daly, who specializes in redistricting and covering redistricting. He is the author of a couple of books, including Unrigged, his latest. We've been talking about his piece for Salon, Will Arizona's Relentless Republican Gerrymander Decide the 2024 Presidential Election? David, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure, Steve. Thank you.